appreciate that. They're mobile. Before that, ZLK mobile. Have you picked up your 6 meter antenna yet?
I don't move on things that quickly, generally.
I made a 6 meter Slim Jim. I was trimming it to get it into tolerance, and I went too far. So I have to add back. That's harder than taking away.
That Slim Jim, well, how long is that Slim Jim?
It goes about halfway across my ham shack floor and then out halfway through the hall. Probably a little more than that. I did the math in an Excel spreadsheet, and then I put the tape measure out and laid it down beside it, because it comes in centimeters. It's an English website that's over in England, and they do everything in centimeters. So I converted centimeters to inches and then put the tape down on the floor and then laid it out beside it. I don't remember what the numbers were at the time, but I can send you that website if you're interested in making one.
That's fine. I'd like to look at that. I found a website or an app or something. At one point you can put in the frequency and it'll give you the measurements for a J-pole/Slim Jim. I made one for the 2 meter. That's what I have at my house. And it actually resonates on 440 as well, so it works out for, as a dual band antenna.
Name one. I'll go ahead and post it on the club's Facebook page. Are you signed up to use that Facebook? Okay. Well, I'll put it there in case anybody else listening wants to find it. Right. So everybody can get to it. I've pasted a double bazooka. Excel calculator. It's got pictures and all that kind of stuff in it, how to build a double bazooka. So I follow that up with the Slim Jim / J-Pole. It's an M0 call. Some guy in England. It's his website. That's kind of handy. And I didn't realize that the only difference between a Slim Jim and a J-Pole is that the Slim Jim, the leg that comes down the side that has the short leg, actually comes down that side, whereas on a J-Pole, that leg's totally missing. That's the only difference between the two that I can see.
But. Yeah, I remember that, David. I actually saw your double bazooka post as well. That was a kind of a long antenna as well. I think there's supposed to be, what is it, better a gain on it, on the Slim Jim maybe? I'm not sure, but anyway, go ahead, Keith. 10-4-ZLK.
Dave, I was just going to throw in there, it's around 106 inches total, I believe.
Stay out of beacon when you said that, Keith. Say it again.
6 inches, I believe, is what it was.
That sounds a little short for what I did. And I plugged in, like Shane said, I plugged in the frequency 53.63. Actually, the transmit is 52.63. So I think that's what I plugged in. It might give you a little bit of difference. Anyway, you can plug that in the calculator and see what it comes out to be. But I did have to trim mine a whole bunch to get it to come in resonance. And by the time I got done trimming, it was too much. Anyway, I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm going to pull in and go in and eat a Little Rebel tonight. So, Shane, Keith, take care. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
All right, Dave, have a good evening. Enjoy the meal. N4, is that okay? Go ahead, Keith.
The wife and I was over in that area and hit up a clock. I heard you mentioning every now and then thing. Yeah, it was good to have an old clock chili cheeseburger. It was definitely worth the trip. Anyway, go ahead, Shane.
Keith, talking about food again. How have you been? I haven't heard you in a while.
Pretty good. I've been having problems receiving the repeater for some reason for about a week now. It's better tonight. It's still real scratchy, but I can actually hear it tonight.
I think that it's like a virus. I think it's been passed around. Different people are having issues. It could just be conditions. I don't know. That's good, yeah. That's a long antenna, a long J-pole, 106 inches, if that's what it is.
I've got some twin lead back there, but I've not measured it yet to see if I've got enough. Gary offered to donate some if I didn't have it, but I just hadn't had the time to look into doing it myself. But seems like it was definitely over 100 inches anyway.
Because that 2-meter J-pole, I think it's like 58, 59 inches or something from the top to the, or from the curve there to the top. It might even be a little bit longer than that, but it's, and that's almost twice the size. That'd be a, that would be a tall antenna.
I do build one. I ain't figured out how to string it up yet. It'll probably be temporarily. I do have a pecan tree across the driveway from where I'd be running coax, so I could hoist it up in there and pull it back down when I get done.
That's what I built, was out of 3/4 inch copper, and it does, it resonates really well across the whole band. So I don't know if I'd do that for a 6-meter. I don't know if I'd build it out of 3/4 inch copper.
It seemed like somebody was talking about they actually did that, and maybe they were using half-inch copper or something, but they said it's definitely one you want to, like, hoist up, you know, not try to put it on a pole or anything.
On the peak of the roof, on the corner, or on the gable there, I used a threaded copper, or a threaded pipe foot, like you would bolt into the floor or something, screwed it into the side of the house, and then used a threaded rod with a 90-degree threaded bend on it, and then used a short piece of PVC in a threaded connection, screwed it into that, and then the J-pole just mounts onto that, and then I have it zip-tied onto it just to... I don't think the wind would pick it up and pull it out because it's heavy enough, but I have it zip-tied onto that, and... So it doesn't take, you know, I don't have a big pole on the side of the house. It just kind of comes off the side of the roof, and it was just light enough that it was, you know, able to be held by that, I think it's a 12-inch piece of pipe, threaded pipe coming out sideways, maybe a 6-inch, whatever, to clear the end of the roof.
It's a pretty nice setup. I've got my HF antenna. I've got a, it's supposed to be like a TV antenna chimney mount, so I've got it on that, and got a link to PVC, you know, getting up above the metal tubing for the antenna mast. It does pretty good. I'd like to have a little more height out of it, but I don't have much choice around here. I don't really like screwing things into the house because vinyl siding, so you got to worry about leaks after that.
I was trying to keep it, you know, I've got a 2-meter Ringo Ranger. I've seen, it's not, I think they make Ringo Ranger 2s, which are shorter than that, but this is a pretty tall one. And I was trying to keep a little low profile, just, I think my wife would be okay with it, but it's on the back side of the house, or on the back pitch of the house. So you really don't see it. The copper blends in with the woods pretty well. I would like more height out of it, but I mean, I'm 4.95 miles straight shot to the repeater. To this repeater, I don't have a problem with that. It's just trying to do, you know, reach out to other repeaters or more simplex, but it's doing the job right now. But anyway, Keith, I'm almost where I'm going here in Spartanburg, so I'm a clear with you. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you have a good evening. Hope to hear you again soon. KN4CHY, N4ZLK.
Good to hear you too, and be careful out there, and we'll catch you later next time. Yeah, and I was going to say, I had an open stud J-pole just above the eaves of the house, and bought a Diamond X30 and took the J-pole down and stuck the X30 up, and then later realized that the open stub J-pole has more gain, so I'm probably going to put it back up. But it's fairly low profile, and it's kind of camouflaged by crepe myrtle, so that helps it a lot, too. But I don't have HOA or anything to worry about out here, so I can do what I want. The coax runs get expensive. Anyway, have a good evening. We'll catch you a little later. N4ZLK, KN4CHY. Clearly.